Quick Hits with Booney, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the first half, especially the American League. It's unbelievable. And, you know, as an ex-player, as a fan, watching this, part of me thinks, is this the most mediocre league I've ever seen? Probably not. But you look at it, there's five teams that have a 500 or better record. So you'd think right away it's a negative thing, then the American League is not very good. But then I think about it from a fan's perspective, and I think this might be the best competitive balance we've ever had. You've got all but, I'm looking at the numbers here, all but about three teams that kind of at the All-Star break thinking this is probably not our year, and I'm talking about the Angels, Detroit, and Kansas City from a wild card perspective. You look at the divisions, and it's Tampa Bay and it's New York, and they're going back and forth. You know, Toronto doesn't have that magic that they had a year ago. That being said, Toronto's 2.5 games out of the wild card. Baltimore, they're 3 games out. You know, they're 39-46. When have you ever been able to be 39-46 and be 3 games out of the wild card? In past years, it would be you're done for the year. Chicago White Sox having a rebound season. They got a young core there. And I think they're going to be good for years to come. Cleveland's always tough. You never know. Minnesota had a fire sale a year ago. But they're right there in the hunt. Minnesota 2 game out of the wild card. And then you go to the West, where I thought Seattle was going to be the class of this division by far. They just can't get it going. They've got that pitching staff. They've got now 6 deep with Hancock coming into his own this year. So you got Hancock, Castillo, Kirby, Gilbert, Wu. Munoz had a tough run as their closer. I think he'll get it back together. They've been beat up in the bullpen a little bit. But I look from just an overall talent perspective. At the beginning of the year, I had Seattle being the best team in the American League. They're barely hanging on. And as of today, they're a half game out of the division. So you've got Texas, Seattle, Houston, who is dead and gone month into the season. They're in it. They've come all the way back, and Houston's sitting there a half game out of the wild card. They got their big boy Brown back at the top of that rotation, getting healthier as we speak. So the overall sentiment, especially for me, was how mediocre this American League is. With a couple exceptions, the Yankees, Tampa Bay, like I said, have been well above 500, but they're the only two teams in what I thought was going to be a great American League East. It hasn't been really competitive as far as for the division. But I think this might be the greatest thing ever for the fans. You're going to the All-Star break. And 12 out of 15 teams, 12 out of 15 cities are sitting there going, we got a chance. How can that not be great for the game of baseball? It's wild. I don't know that I've ever seen it. Statistically, I can't point to any statistics. There may have been a year where it's been this competitive. I just don't remember. I'm just talking about feeling, watching the games on a daily basis. Really interesting. I think the competitive balance is unbelievable, and I think it's setting up to be an unbelievable playoff.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.